I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
You are now free to mix about the country.
Chill. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9 o'clock. Actually, it's a little after 9 o'clock. I say about 5 minutes. The favorite hour of the evening, the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. And what could I say, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you guys who went to the lecture a little bit earlier, I give you a shout out, man. All of you guys who want to be filled with knowledge and be educated, now you get to be educated in the world of hip-hop and chilling. And I'm the doctor, DJ Too Mellow. So I want to introduce the show by giving a couple shout-outs, what they all do. First, we got to start with the DU Athletics, which actually had its opening week. I want to give you guys a little bit of a review from last week, just in case you guys missed me. I know you guys want to be up to date with that, man, because you don't want people to be talking in their crowds and then having you be left out the loop. So without further ado, I'm going to start the show right now. I also want to give you guys a update on where we at right now, because we got the mixtape, man. Letter to the King, DJ Too Mellow. It's coming up, man. And I'm going to give you the official mixtape in December. It'll be ready by then. And I'm telling you guys, man, it's popping. Like, I've been working on some of the joints. I've been checking them out. I got a couple collabos. Shout out to T-Baby. Shout out to B-Ride, man. I tell you, man, we are not playing around. I actually want to take the chance to give y'all the business and let you guys know to check out that blog, man, Cartel Music Group. You guys got to check it out, man. My man, Cartel Chris, he's doing his blog thing. You guys definitely got to check it out. I also want to give another shout out to everybody who attended the volleyball game and all of those people who caught it on radio.dominican.edu. I want to give another shout out to DJ Raz, the black man. He hooked me up, man. Hook your boy up with nice instrumental. I got to say, man, it's pretty tight. You know, he really lays the track well, man. I got to give a shout out to all of my listeners up in the San Rafael 415, up in my 209 Merced, 559 Fresno, Chowchilla. And of course, none of this can be done without my family, and I always like to give a shout out to them at the beginning of the show. Hopefully they'll forgive me for not mentioning them first, man. But they know they're first in my heart. I'm going to give you guys another friendly dictionary, man. I know you guys been listening, right? Y'all been checking it out? No, like I know you guys have been like checking it out a little bit, right? All right, so you guys definitely got to be up to date on that because this is my second week doing it, man. Gotta tell y'all, man, it's pretty tight. So I got a little bit of reviews. Some were mixed, man. I got a couple parentals, man. They were, you know, giving me the business, you know, putting me on game, saying, "Oh man, like you didn't have to put some of that. Some of that is too vulgar. Some of that's a little bit like you crossed the line a little bit with that." And all I gotta say to that is sorry. You know, sometimes a little bit of controversy makes for good entertainment. Which is not actually what I'm even going after. I kind of just wanted, you know, I like to have a little bit of fun while I'm in the booth. I definitely got to say, radio is my thing. So I'm going to give you a preview to your friendly dictionary. This week, I told you guys, it's going to be the streets. And then I got to give y'all a preview to for real. I'm telling you, man, stupidity galore. Every week we got it. It never runs out, man. And I'm going to give you a preview to basically what's going to be the rest of this season for the 9 o'clock lounge. And actually, I want to give y'all a quick announcement, man. I know for all of you guys who check me out on Facebook, man, we got a surprise for you guys tonight. We got DJ Juice is gonna be up in the booth, and I'm telling y'all, man, it's about to get kinky. No pun intended, man. It's about to get crazy up in the booth, man. Like he about to tear it up, man. He got a little bit of the topics that y'all afraid to touch a little bit, so you gotta stay tuned, man. It's definitely gonna be worth your while. He's actually not here right now. He's gonna be here a little bit later. And then, you know, I gotta give one more last minute shout out before we hit this here segment. A shout out to the people who are currently, you know, filming and taking pictures right now, man. Gotta give a shout out there, man. Over here, Brandon Flores, take a bow, sir, aka Chicken. He's doing his photography thing and the video thing. I mean, at the end of the day, we still students. We got things to do, so trust me, man. Big things are popping up in here in this studio. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, man. We'll be back in a little bit. We just going to pay some bills. You know, take care of business. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with your boy, DJ 2 Mello.
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive. This is a radio.
Finally famous. D-Town, what it is. What up? East side, west side. Southwest. Detroit. Yeah, yeah. Can you say good music? Can you say good music? And we do this. Get ready for the next dynasty, nigga. Finally famous, the album coming soon, nigga. B-I-G, yeah, bitch. Look, I am a super duper trooper. Used to the bottom, scuba. So I'm on the grind, skateboard or scooter. Till I am the king of my castle, Cooper. Dog, I took a shot in the dark in the industry of sharks that's surrounded by water, Cuba. I could make an Einstein's mind feel stupid. And I could make an insecure bitch feel super. Realest nigga ever, Kunta Kinte. Ultra master, super sensei. Dog, in the knife inning, we just trying to hit a homer. Marge, Caprende, hard, al dente. MJ, Jordan, or Jackson. Only difference is I ain't fucking with these kids. Shine big, a problem too big. Trig, you niggas ain't shit. Pissed, tisk, tisk.
I does it. And I'ma make this look like nothing. Watch me make this look like nothing.
It's nothing.
I'ma make this look like nothing. I does it. And I'ma make this look like nothing. Watch me make this look like nothing.
It's nothing.
I'ma make this look like nothing.
I am solo, dolo. When they see me on my high horse, polo. See what I'm wearing? I know those. Hosel, want the same thing? Homo, Elton, Jojo, made for the block. O'Neal, Romo, you hated on the block. Robo, Popo, but more importantly, the story of my life's to get glory off of mics. Quincy, remember that FF doesn't stand for Fendi. Finally famous, you are an attendee. You are labeled small, indie, cine or semi, and I'm expected to blow Lindsay. And if she on my pipe, but I will make her go down. Drano, tell that bitch to eat her heart out. Kano, Hannibal, Cannibal, Shine, the man up in the hood. Mechanical, this is the manual.
I does it. And I'ma make this look like
nothing.
Watch me make this look like nothing.
It's nothing.
I'ma make this look like nothing. I does it. And I'ma make this look like
nothing.
Watch me make this look like nothing.
It's nothing.
I'ma make this look like nothing.
Be right, you a genius. Yeah.
What's up, you undeserving, ungrateful, ignorant, evil listeners? When I'm not busy changing the world or pollinating the world's flowers, I listen to radio.dominican.edu, even if they don't got a red carpet or nothing. Hey, your mama wasn't doing that.
You're listening. listening to The Sound.
And we are back. Chill. You listen to radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy, DJ 2 Mello. You listen to the 9 o'clock lounge. And as we had mentioned previously, we're about to get you with that friendly dictionary. This one courtesy of the streets. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. So we got your words for today, man. And I gotta say, if you're somebody who kind of shy away from controversial topics, this segment is not for you. Just saying it right now, man. I don't want to get into any more trouble for the segments. Cause it's not even like I'm getting really raunchy or dirty or nothing like that. You know, a guy just gotta have some fun when he on the airwaves. Alright, so first we got... Alright, so some of these are courtesy of some rap songs that I've been hearing. So, you know, I've been really doing my research on these words because I want to educate you guys so that you guys know about as much as I do. So then when you hear it like in a movie or something, you don't look at each other. Hey, do you know what he said? Alright, so here we go. We're about to hit y'all with that dictionary from the streets. So first of all, we got Fifi. That means methamphetamine or drugs. Alright, so I'm gonna use that in the sentence. So for example, if they talk about how Doughboy over there got that Fifi, talking about he probably got crystal meth. Alright. So then when we talking about that good, drugs. The medicine, drugs. Trap house, where to get drugs. Alright, we got that out of the way. Alright, we're not talking about drugs no more. Don't worry, man. You can cease to cover your kids' ears. All the bad stuff is out of the way. Alright, so we got a lick. So when somebody talks about getting a lick, like for example, more recently you heard Krayshawn on a song talking about getting a lick, or a couple rappers say talk about getting a lick. A lick is a house robbery. There you go, you educated now. Alright, so we got a Jigaboo Jones, and like for reals, man, you don't even have to quote me for saying this one, man, because this is not particularly, it's not mine. Again, I'm telling you, man, I do the research, man. I ask around. I do my research through observation. Jigaboo Jones is everybody's favorite black person in America. See YouTube. All right. A John Doe is a dead body. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. And then a Krayshawn is nothing affiliated with the streets. Sorry for y'all Krayshawn fans, man. She's just... I don't know, man. I've heard like three songs of a woman. Ain't none of them really all that hot. Maybe she hotter than me. Who knows, man? I don't know. I can't really call it because, you know, I ain't really even dipped my feet in the game or nothing like that. But come on, man. That's got to be like on that for real, for real? Nah, man. They're not even playing, man. They're not even playing. Too much of that Fifi. And they think that she putting together good music. I actually like the Lil Wayne version of that one song. What's it called? Yeah, Gucci Gucci. Gucci Gucci. The Lil Wayne version of it better, though. I like it better. And then the last one we got is The Projects. Section 8 housing. It's basically government contract buildings that were ceased to be finished and therefore they cost less. They're generally violent and or loud. I looked up in the dictionary, man. Don't nobody, you know, get on my back about getting all bad with it. So there we go. That's what we got for your friendly dictionary on the streets. That's basically what the streets is about. So there we go. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy, man. It's your brother from another mother, DJ 2 Mello, in the 9 o'clock lounge. When we come back, we're going to hit you up on that for real, for real. And I got to tell you, man, stupidity galore, man. This is stuff that even, and I hate to say it, may even top Jersey Shore, man. It's like, this is on that quantum level of stupidity. This is like the evolution of stupid. So I gotta tell y'all, man, like you gotta stay tuned though. Otherwise you gonna miss it though. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Radio.Dominican.edu. We about to hit you off of that Game album featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's called The City on Radio.Dominican.edu. The truth.
DJ Juice is back.
Yep.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
I'm forever paid. California King, wrestle gators in that Everglade. Drive about that motherfucking swamp in the Escalade. So before you put that red rag in your pocket, I wanna see your fucking resume. Started off on ground zero, then I start to levitate. Rip rap is a new asshole, I never hesitate. Dre beats on, smoking that chronic just to meditate. I'ma give them hurricanes until another levee break. You niggas is featherweight, I'm aftermath's heavyweight. Now Dre's weapon to mass destruction is about to detonate. When the nigga whack found me, shit, I was selling weight. Now a nigga selling millions, now it's time to celebrate. Performing in front of millions, nigga, every race. 6'4 in a 6'4, now watch the Chevy scrape. Fourth album, no five mics, then let them hate. But I'm not stopping till I'm the fucking king in every state.
Recognize my life, ridicule my fight. Give me fuel for the fire burning when I earn these lights. In the midst of the hieroglyphs, my fingertips start to write. You familiar with Cartwright? Cause I want that shot. I'm a raging bull with a Nito drop. For the record, I'ma wreck it. Even if my record don't pop, I'ma tie a knot on a downtown building. Let it tow behind me, tell them they can find me in the dark with the ghetto children. Look at my heart, nigga, fuck your feelings, this is me.
I'm sick of motherfuckers talking about the West die. Can't you hear my heart beating? That's the motherfucking West Side. You test me, you test God. I'm his son and saying psalms. You come at me, then I can split you with this Tommy gun. You won't have no time to run. I'm from the Compton slums and that's how the West ride. I'm from the city where two of the best died. Rest in peace to both of them. Spit like I'm the ghost of them. Damn, I said I spit like I'm the ghost of them. Name your top 10, I'm harder than the most of them. Matter of fact, shorten your list, nigga, top 5. Gang, Biggie, Hov, probably Pac, Nas. No particular order, better meal that I slaughtered. Serve niggas, give a fuck what you order. How dare you niggas pop fly when I'm the nigga sold 5 mil out the gate and numbers do not lie.
Recognize my life, ridicule my fight. Give me fuel for the fire burning when I earn these lights. In the midst of the hieroglyphs, my fingertips start to write. Get familiar with Cartwright, cause I want that shot. I'm a raging bull with a Nito drop. For the record, I'ma wreck it. Even if my record don't pop, I'ma tie a knot on a downtown building. Let it tow behind me, tell them they can find me in the dark with the ghetto children. Look at my heart, nigga, fuck your feelings, this is
me. I gave you the documentary, shit was a classic. Yeah, you doctor's advocate, you ripped it out the package. Came with LAX, since critics said it was average. I was stressed the fuck out, torn between aftermath and Geffen. Interscope, now I got you Interscope. Spilling red ink on the paper, it's like my pen is broke. And this is what you all been waiting for. I'm the lost angel knocking on Satan's door. What the fuck y'all take me for? I love you cause you hate me more. I'm Kobe on the Lakers floor, except I give you 84. Shake you like Hades floor. Walk up on you like, what's going on, baby boy? Shots in that Mercedes door. Either I'm crazy or the black, slim, shady, or could that be the reason that baby said he would pay me more?
But I still owe Jimmy one more album. The best the West ever seen, no disrespect to Calvin.
Recognize my life, ridicule my fight. Give me fuel for the fire burning when I earn these lights. In the midst of the hieroglyphs, my fingertips start to write. Get familiar with Cartwright, cause I want that shot. I'm a raging bull when the needle drops. For the record, I'ma wreck it. Even if my record don't pop, I'ma tie a knot on a downtown building. Let it tow behind me, tell them they can find me in the dark with the ghetto children. Look at my heart, nigga, fuck your feelings. This is me, Kendrick, and I wear a pendant on my shoulder. Soldier, like a lieutenant, and the coop tenant got pulled over. Johnny always lock a nigga down, knowing damn well we don't wanna see the box like Manny Pacquiao. Little nigga Mayweather size, ride like Bach in his prime. Thug life is now on radar. Till the federal come through and raid us. Reminiscing when the LA Raiders was in my home. Snapback fitted on my uncle's dome, and I don't condone dick riding. I'm addicted to west siding. Living in a city where the skinny niggas die in a semi bullet fly, but it turned me to a lion. Trying. And I mean that shit. Game came through, put the city on his back. I was in the city when a nigga had seen that shit. Compton, a nigga gotta scream that shit. Never went commercial, never TV screened that shit. Can't black or screen that shit. Now everybody sing that shit.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
It's that segment that you know and love. You got Snooki and Dina, so do robbing a store. In a Gumby outfit, man, you people doing stupid things. We have the famous market, which
is called For Real, For Real.
And we back. Radio.Dominican.edu. It's a nightclub lounge. And we back to that segment that you know and love. For Real, For Reals. Now, I gotta say, my oh my, what's up with these coaches being sore losers and bad winners in the NFL? If you don't know who I'm talking about, well, you know, I don't blame you this time around because I don't expect everybody to kind of notice what's going on. But I gotta say, man, I'm pretty annoyed with the just watching these coaches on videos, man. He's supposed to be grown gentlemen acting like little kids, man. Acting like they, you know, it's one thing not to like losing. That's understandable because, you know what? I don't like losing. So, somebody explain to me how these guys who know they're playing a game where there's a potential for losing and they still want to act like little kids. So, it started last week. I was telling you guys about that Lions coach, Jim Schwartz. Ooh, and I got to see him again today, man. Oh, the guy. He just has a thing about him. Something about him just rubs me the wrong way. It's almost like I have a nagging suspicion that he just tells his players to play dirty, but whatever. I'm not going to get myself in trouble with those, man. I'm going to stay off of it. But what's up with this week? Any of you guys see the Raiders game? Oh, yeah, I know. If you're listening to me right now, I know you saw that Raiders game. Okay, that's a rhetorical question. That's not the point. You know, the fact that they got beat that badly, that's not the point. The fact that afterwards the coach, he doesn't even look at the Raiders coach. He doesn't say anything. That one really, that one really, really, really just got me going. I don't even consider myself a Raider fan, but I gotta say, you know, like if you were to go punch Todd Haley, I would have been like, it's cool because Todd Haley had it coming for acting stupid. He had it coming. But anyways, there's more of this to come, man. And this will be a YouTube. Please do not watch it if you intend to hold your lunch. This video is nasty. I only saw the description. You know, and I have people, you know, submit me things and tell me, hey, Too Mellow, you should check this out. I saw the description. I'm not even going to get into it, but it's messed up. All right, so the name of the video is called Bold Girl. And, I mean, I've seen variations of it on YouTube. Maybe they've taken it down by now, but I'm pretty sure for curious eyes, there's probably at least one or two videos floating around on the internet. Again, do not watch the video if you intend to hold your lunch. And for right now, at this particular moment, we are going to give you the top news at the bottom of the hour. All right, man. Just give me the little noise. All right, here we go. And this one goes to Syria. So that Syria has been using their hospitals for torture. So patients in government-run hospitals in Syria are being tortured in an attempt to suppress dissent. An Amnesty International report alleges the 39-page report claims patients in at least four state hospitals have been subjected to torture and other ill treatment, including by medical staff. Many injured civilians consider it safer not going to the hospital. In other news, the Philippine military bombs southern Muslim rebels. The military forces in the Philippines have carried out their first airstrikes for 3 years on separatist rebels in the south of the country. Two military aircraft launched the attacks in the Zamboanga province. The raids follow a recent wave of violence in the region in which 35 people have died. The Philippine president Benigno Aquino is under pressure to end the ceasefire with the rebels, but says he wants to find a peaceful resolution. And in the last piece of news, it's official, man. The Javan rhino is now extinct in Vietnam. A critically endangered species of rhino is now extinct in Vietnam, according to a report by conservation groups. The WWF and the International Rhino Foundation said the country's last Javan rhino was probably killed by poachers as its horn had been cut off. This is all the top news at the bottom of the hour, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu, courtesy of BBC. We'll be right back after 30 seconds.
DJ Tumelo.
This is Tumelo from radio.dominican.edu. Here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If y'all know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu. Didn't I tell y'all I was going to be back? Hope y'all enjoyed that, man. That's kind of a little bit of a throwback. I don't even remember doing that. No, I'm just kidding. Of course. We are back to For Real For Reals. That's what we would talk about when we, you know, last checked off with these. So I was talking about the sore loser coaches. So now here we go. This is actually pretty crazy. I can actually consider this one a win. It's not even really stupid people. It's stupid drug dealers, man. Damn, how bad do you have to be? So these neighbors turned into crime fighters. They turned their crime fighting game to the 2000 and sent out flyers announcing heroin for sale in the effort of bringing attention to some drug dealers living next door. Man, I gotta say, man, y'all got played. That's crazy. You don't hear too much of that happening, but I gotta say, man, I read that and they had me laughing. I was rolling ROFL the whole shebanga bang. A dude beat a chick with the armadillo. All right, pause. She beat him with the armadillo, man. Dang, man, I can't believe it. I can't believe what this world is coming to. So apparently the way it went down is that the dude was selling a chick an armadillo, and they had a dispute over the price or something like that, and he threw it at her, originally hitting her in the knee, and then picked it up and hit her with it. Dang, man, like what is this world coming to? I don't even know what to believe in, man. I can't even believe what I'm saying, son. All right, and then the last one that we got for y'all is five people were stabbed and bullets were fired at a teenager's welcome home from jail party. It's apparently after a kid who had just been released from the juvenile correction facility And at the party, people get shot and stabbed. I can't believe it, man. So if you really want to check out the true failures in life, you can go check out failblog.org. So right now, at this particular moment, man, I gotta tell you guys, man. Tell me if you guys are feeling my real dictionary. Y'all can give me your opinion on what you guys think about a couple of the other topics that I've brought up with you guys. Let me know how you guys feel about for real, man. Apparently, a bunch of people, you know, have been sending me, you know, playing around with their text messages, you know, a little bit of play on my own words. So you guys definitely gotta check it out. This is exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. So, man, are you guys excited? Are you guys ready? Because in a couple minutes, man, we about to have DJ Juice. He's about to be up in the studio. He's about to be in the booth, man. He's about to do his crazy thing, man. What can I tell you guys about DJ Juice? It's unpredictable, man. I can't even tell you guys what to expect, but it's going to be crazy, though. It's going to be off the hook. So in a couple minutes, you'll actually be hearing from DJ Juice. Actually, before we go, I want to give you guys a little bit of unconventional knowledge. So, you know, dropping knowledge bombs on you listeners. So people got to know what the real definition of failure is. So what is the correlation between success and failure? What does the individual realize that they have fallen short? What do you tell someone who has failed? And how do you overcome the ego aspect of failure? And the most important question, are you failing right now? All of these and other questions will be answered to you on the other side of the break. So stay tuned in, man. I'm telling you, man, you will definitely not be disappointed. I gotta tell you guys, man, you guys gotta come back on the other side of that break on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Too Mello. You just gonna pay some bills right now.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mello. I'm out.
Oh my God, he forgot again. Ugh.
So, hey, man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous for Real. What was her problem?
The Non-Talk Lounge, DJ Too Mello, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Just to hit you? We even know this girl?
Hell, if I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushie right now. And we're back to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. Hey, you guys definitely gotta let me know, man, if you guys are feeling these segments, man. I gotta tell you guys, I work hard, so man, if there's one thing that I know how to do is work hard and try to entertain y'all, man. Cause at the end of the day, if you're taking the time to listen, you know, I better give you the bang for your buck. So DJ Juice is almost coming up, man. You guys gotta definitely look forward to that event. He's coming up. He's actually in here right now. So, you know, and I gotta say, man, I've seen him already, man. He's doing his workouts. He's doing backflips. He's doing his handstand push-ups. He ready, man. He ready right now. He actually ready to flip over a bench right now. It's about to be crazy. So you guys gotta ask yourselves, man, the last question. So what is the real definition of failure? So many people define failure as, you know, when you don't achieve a goal, an acquired goal. That's something that you may have wanted to do and couldn't do, didn't achieve it. It may have been grades. I mean, anything that you wanted to do and then didn't get to doing. So what is the correlation between success and failure? Many say that when you succeed to do one thing, you fail to do another. And a lot of people will gotta say, well, in a certain way, it would mean that the solution is simple, you know, like that it wouldn't be too hard to be able to like succeed or fail. Like the difference between the two wouldn't be too, you know, like the goal would be simple, not to fail. But yet people don't get the correlation between the two. So when you get to a point of doing something, you got to realize that you have to fail to do a lot of things to achieve your goal. So if you succeed, so if you make so much bickering over the little victories, you may have basically set yourself up for failure in the long run. Simply because you may have succeeded the little victories, but you may have failed the big one. Like maybe there were certain things that you should have failed, but you succeeded enough and that. But anyways, before I confuse y'all, where does the individual realize that they have fallen short? Oh, well, that's simple. That's when you don't do it. Or at least that's what Cartel Chris would say. But hey, man, don't tell him I said that though. Nah, man, he's really funny, man. You gotta talk to him in person though, cause he's really funny. He literally was like, the best advice that he ever gave me was C's get degrees in college. That's like, that was classic. It's like I'm looking at him and I'm like, really? And then he tells me, I got a degree, don't I? He just had me rolling on the ground laughing. Like it's funny. But where does an individual realize? And to some people, they may have already failed, but they continue to do it because maybe they feel like they have to, like that's just part of the process. And you got to really be able to differentiate, you know, where success lies and where failure. Like, for example, if you lose a lot to achieve your goal, and you feel like maybe it's not worth it, you know what, then chances are you've already failed. All right, so we're going to get to another part then. What do you tell someone who has failed? Well, it's not always the easiest thing to tell somebody that they have to give up on something to which they have fought so hard. So essentially, I mean, I can't, there's nothing that you can really tell them that won't hurt their feelings, but you really got to be conscious enough not to tell them something to where they get to the point to where they really just drop into a depression of not wanting to do anything. So more than anything, what you want to do is you want to be able to tell them what exactly went wrong along the way, because that's going to be their question. Where did I go wrong? Where did I fall short? And you can, I mean, as long as you know what goes into it, you can, I mean, telling people kind of where they went wrong isn't so difficult. Isn't so much about telling them their individual failures, but telling them where those shortcomings came. So then the next part is how do you overcome the ego aspect? Because many of us will be too proud to admit when we have failed. And that's when you really gotta get to a point of checking to what it's cost you to get to where you are. And is it worth it? Like, that's really what you gotta ask. Like, was it worth it? Was it worth getting there? Was it worth losing, you know, certain things? Like, you gotta measure your losses. And you gotta measure your gains. If your losses outmatch your gains, and, you know, that's, it should be straightforward, but most people won't see it. And then the last part is, are you failing today? So you gotta ask yourself the questions. Like, what did I hope to achieve? Have I achieved it? Or are there steps to get there? Am I on track with those steps to get there? So, you know, for all of you folks who are aspiring to become something, because I know a lot of y'all in college right now, or, you know, you're in the college of life, or, you know, you're out there living your lives and trying to do things. You really got to ask yourself what your goals are, what your resources are. How have you applied the resources that you have, and whether those resources that you have put forward were enough to get to that acquired goal? So your word of the wise is where you succeed to do one thing, you fail to do another. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And I promise you guys, man, DJ Juice is coming soon, man. He's in the building already, man. I seen him. For reals, man. I seen him bench press a bench. But the lady's still sitting on it, man. I'm telling you, man. He saved a kitten from a burning building. Believe the hype. DJ Juice is going to be on here in a little bit. At the other side of this break, I promise you guys, man, it's about to be interesting. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. DJ 2 Mello, you're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge.
Everybody put three fingers in the air. The sky's falling, the wind is calling. Stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80, high power.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my dish. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want them plastic nations. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it, that will make my parents happy. Sorry mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, And she always told me pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, Dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts, so none of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend. Trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal.
frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lauren Hill don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drama in brains crazy, product of the late 80s. Trying to stay above water, that's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a model top. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off them slave ships. Got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true.
And we back to radio.dominican.edu. You listening to DJ Tumelo. And guess who's in the house right now? Give it up for DJ Juice.
Hey, hey, everybody, what's up, what's up? Oh, man, turn my sound down. Okay, I feel you. All right, what up, everybody? This is DJ Juice from the Hot Spot. What up, everybody? What up, DJ Tumelo?
Yeah, yeah, and like I told you guys, man, I promised you guys that DJ Juice was going to be in here with something interesting, man, something sex.
Always. Always got to talk about sex, dog. Come on, it's me. Anybody who knows me, come on. All right, and just to notify, all right, everybody, my show today was not on like a regular time. I got interrupted by ELS, all right, or ILS lecture. ELS. ILS lecture. And so my show will be on back next Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. The Hot Spot, you know what it is. DJ Juice in the mix, talking about sex like usual, and always have your current news at the first portion of the 30 minutes. So, all right. So I decided, you know, since we talking about sex and relationships, I just want to bring up something because I feel like every woman, after you break up with them, does crazy things, all right, or even during relationships. So this thing I found on Shine, the part of like a Yahoo part of an article, and it said 6 psycho things that women do that are actually pretty reasonable, which I would agree with maybe like 2. Maybe 2, and then the rest I would completely say, hell no, I don't agree. So the first one is Facebook and Twitter stalking.
Man, who wrote this?
Obviously a woman. Obviously.
No joke.
So, okay, Facebook and Twitter stalking. I have no problem with it because, you know, everybody does it anyway. Facebook is like the freaking stalker's anthem website. It really is. You go anywhere. Like, even now, it's more creepier because they have it on the side of your Facebook. They have current updates every freaking second that you're on. So, and it was funny because one of my friends was saying how he hit somebody up and then he never got replied to. But then that same person was talking to, like, 3 other people and it kept showing up. So that's, like, Facebook Nation right there regardless. I mean, come on, DJ Tumelo.
Oh, yeah, they got that little ticker thing, man. I've been trying to take it down, too. I thought it was a virus or something.
Hell no. Hell no. And I can understand, like, women, I think, are more paranoid about it than men, where they, like, stalk you just to see what you're doing, like, who you're talking with. And, you know, to some extent, I agree with Facebook, because either which way, you might know they're doing it, but you just don't know how often.
Man, so what exactly are they do they mean by like Facebook and Twitter stalking though, man? Because I know that some of the listeners may not be completely on with that whole Twitter business. All I know is that unimportant people tweet.
Yeah, I don't even have Twitter, so I'm fine off that. I just got Facebook, and I have pictures up there, and like people hit you up. So I mean, with number one, I don't disagree. Number two, on the other hand, I know your ass will disagree, and I definitely do. And
what's
it's
number
having
two?
Cats.
Oh wait, hold up.
People that have cats are freaking weird.
Hold up, man. How could you even justify that one, man?
All right.
They kidding. Hold up. How do they figure this one? How do they figure this one?
Okay, having cat apparently shows like your sensitive side, all right? And since cats are mostly a feminine sign, so I don't know. I mean, having cats, like even just one cat, Like, I don't know if women out there know this, but just having one cat is now supposedly indicative that a woman's freaking crazy.
Man, wait.
And the more cats you have, the much more crazier you're on a level. So you got 10 crazy cats, you're off the Richter scale.
You want to pet my kitties? Hey, no disrespect, man, but cat people are weird.
I want to pet that pussy.
No, man. Like, no joke, man. Hey, man. Like, I gotta be, you know, like, real. Cat people are weird sometimes, man.
Hell yeah, cat people are weird.
I'm pretty sure they made a cartoon about this.
Garfield. Felix the cat. I mean, Felix the cat was raw, though. I can't even hate. I like Felix the cat. But if you have a cat, and I'm over at your spot kicking it, and it starts, like, going up on me, I'm gonna kick the cat away. I'm not a big animal person to begin with. I'd rather you have a dog.
Oh, hold up, man. Cartel Chris Fam's got a cat, though. Hey, that cat pretty cool. He doesn't like his cat, though. Oh, man, I don't like his dog.
The dog,
man. Stay barking, man. All right, like,
so having cats, ladies, if you got cats, that's a hell no. You psycho. I don't agree with any of that at all. All
right, man. So what else they got, man?
So we halfway through right now. All right, number three, I do not agree with this. Wanting too much sex. How can you want too much sex?
Wait, what's the definition of too much? Like, too much of it?
Like, she's a crazy nympho. Like, she got to have it, like, at least, like, plus 5 times a day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, there's not that much time in the day unless, like, you top ramen. You know what top ramen is? In case listeners don't know what I mean by top ramen means that the guy cooks under 2 minutes. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's unfair,
quickies. Wanting too much sex, I mean, there's a certain degree, because even, like, men, just, like, naturally aren't made to keep going and going like women are. Women are made to keep going. Like, after the first time, they're even hornier than last time.
Oh, yeah. Don't they call it, like, a refractory period or something? Hey, I read about that.
Hell, yeah. I need 2 bottles of Red Bull, some Hennessy, and we good to go.
Oh, man. All right, so what?
And probably like a whole box of Trojan condoms, because I don't trust anything else. Get Atlas.
So what's the next one? What's the next one on this list?
All right, number 4 is jealousy. Jealousy, there's certain levels of jealousy, though. There's jealousy where, like, you know, it's like, you know, I don't like you hanging out with her. But then there's also jealousy where it's like over the top, where it's like she tells you you can't hang out with her. Or like that she randomly thinks people are flirting.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get that? Like, and I get that all the time, because I'm a pretty sociable person. I say I'm sociable, but people think I'm flirty. I'm not. I'm just very talkative. So, like, that's an issue with me, just because I say, hi, what's up, how you doing? And people take it the wrong way, like I'm, you know, trying to get in their pants. I got standards. I'm not trying to get into every girl's pants.
Hey, so DJ Juice, man, did you ever see that commercial, like that telephone commercial where you got that chick sitting up on a tree, like, checking up on this one dude? Like, talk about, that's crazy, right?
Nah, I ain't seen that.
Oh, no, man. That's kind of what I was thinking about when I seen that part. Jealousy.
Nah, you want to know the worst part of jealousy? This is when you know she crazy. She take your phone to text what you've been talking, who you've been talking to, what you've been saying.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't know what idiot would ever, like, not have a lock on their phone and be stupid enough to give his girl, like, the combination to the phone lock. Even worse, I know somebody who his girlfriend knows his password on Facebook and his email.
Oh,
what type
boy.
Of idiot?
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's how
boy.
He got caught the first time.
Oh, boy.
You got to be smart at least. Like, if you're going to do cheating or, like, be stupid, like, do it smart. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying, if you're trying to do it, don't mess it up.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true.
So number 5 out of 6, wanting babies. Now, this freaks me out just because we in college, and I know I want kids later on in life. Can you just imagine little juices running around? That'd be funny.
Oh, man, lady. little women beware.
Anyways, wanting babies. Like, men can actually wait a lot longer to father children than women can, just biologically. But when you start popping out the fact that, you know, you want to have kids, like, that's way too much. Like, we in college, why you want to get married? I know people are getting married hella young.
Oh,
why
yeah.
you want to get married that young, 20-something?
I came from a high school with just about, like, everybody who was dating during high school is probably, like, married right now, man. I'll be checking up on these statuses on Facebook.
I know. My elementary school, 8th grade girls, they pregnant. They got married. They have kids. I'm like, some of them might be MILFs in the future, but not all of them. Some of them are like, why did you get knocked up? Like, now. All right, last thing, because I know we're cutting short on time, is trashing your stuff. Like, let's put it this way. Have you ever heard of what Left Eye did? to her boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, in case no listener knows out there, this broad was crazy. She apparently tried to only light up his shoes on fire in the house. All right, that's crazy enough. But when you burn a whole house down, a whole house, that house was not cheap. That was like a $1 million house, and you burnt it down in Connecticut.
Yeah, that was like a mansion, right?
Yeah, it was a mansion. Like, I don't know how many, like 20 plus rooms, and this broad's just gonna light up his sneakers, with sneakers out of all things, really? And then you're gonna burn down his whole house because it was in the closet where like super flammable clothes are there. Like, clothes catch on fire pretty quick.
All I gotta say, man, don't mess up my Nike flights and don't mess up my laptop.
Like, seriously, okay. Like, I'm gonna say, out of these six things, I do not agree with two, and that's the Facebook thing, because that's just like, you know, it's Facebook, it's the internet, everything's out there, who cares? You put up there at your discretion. Now, secondly, I don't agree also with wanting too much sex, because, you know, why else you got the person with you? Why else? Yeah. Sex, baby, skeet, skeet, skeet.
There you go, man. And there we have it. So before the show is over, I actually want to send a couple last minute shout outs before I forget. I actually want to send one to, I want to send a shout out to M Guevara, who's tuning in. She's been checking out the show. M, yeah.
M, what up, what up? Over there in Monterey. I love it. Tune in next week to the Hot Spot with DJ Juice at 7 o'clock. I'm just saying.
Yep,
I'll be back on.
Yep, let them know. We also want to give a shout out to B-Rye. And Brandon Chicken Flores for assisting with promotions and filming the show.
Randy.
Yeah, yeah. I want to give a couple shout-outs to everybody supporting DU Radio. Shout-out to the squad. Shout-out to Marcos Centeno. I know he's checking us out, man. I want to send a couple shout-outs to the communications department, which makes all this all these shows possible. Last minute shout out to the Habit newspaper. We're making progress, man. We about to get all that work in. Damn, man. Yeah, next week's hell week though, man. It's about to be crazy.
The real comm soon, so don't get it confused with the cinema. That's not the real comm.
hey, for real though, man. But before we go, man, remember to check out the Habit Radio Show, man. Your boy DJ Too Mello was on there.
I'm joking, dog.
He getting sensitive. I'm just playing.
He crying over there. Why you crying?
And then before we go, I want to give a couple last minute shout outs to everybody listening in California and Mexico, to everybody tuning in from Nevada, to everybody tuning in from Texas, from everybody tuning in the East Coast and in the Central Valley. You listening to DJ Too Mello, the 9 o'clock lounge. Hey, DJ Juice, you want to send them a couple shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out to DJ Too Mello for having me on. Thank you very much. You know, a quick 15-minute segment. This is just a taste of what y'all can watch at my show. My show starts 2 hours before the 9 o'clock lounge. It's at 7 o'clock Mondays, the Hot Spot. We talk about everything current, you know. We have an in-the-mix session. Next week, we'll have a Bay Area mix, so you definitely don't want to miss that. We're going to have a little bit of MC Hammer, a little bit of E-40, and of course, we can't leave out Mac Dre. So catch that next week, and I'm also going to be talking about five bad habits men and women have in bed, so you don't want to miss that. Catch you next week, 7 to 8, Monday.
All right, man. You will only get this exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. I'm out.
Leg out.